That's a nice boy. Go get him, Dooley.
Get him.
We good?
Oh, yeah. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. We're beautiful. We're perfect.
This is grade A, 100% pure Colombian cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. Disco shit. Pure as the driven snow.
My name is George Young, federal inmate number 19225004. I was born in New England, Massachusetts, actually, in a town called Weymouth. That's me, and that's my best friend, Tuna. My dad ran a plumbing and heating company. He had 3 trucks, 10 employees, and did big jobs. He was my hero.
You know it?
Yeah, it was great. I didn't fall once.
Attaboy.
See, come on, okay?
No, can I please have a word with you?
Hey, come on, Fred, let's go, huh? Say goodbye to the kid.
Clam it, Bill. I'll talk to my boy as long as I want to. You got a problem with that? You really want to come?
Oh, what the heck, all right.
All right, get your boots.
Thanks, Dad, thanks.
Bill, what's your problem? Guess who's on cleanup today? And buying lunch.
Money. M-O-N-E-Y. That's your...
Dad was a hard worker, but he didn't make enough money to keep Mom happy.
Why do you think I married you?
She thought she'd married above her class. And he promised to the moon, but didn't deliver.
How are we gonna live? Are we...
The truth was, business got slow and we were broke.
You touch me! Put your hands, you're disgusting!
Please, not in front of the boy.
The boy, the boy, the boy. What about me, friend? What about me, huh?
Mom, wait, where are you going?
Go home, George!
Mom, where are you going?
No matter how many times my mother would leave, no matter how many times she embarrassed him, he always took her back. He loved her. God, he loved her.
Oh, my. Come here. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah. Hiya, George. I'm home. Come on, give me a hug. Come on, Georgie. Come to Mommy.
George, come give your mother a hug.
For 10 years, my father worked his ass off 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. He didn't care, long as we were happy.
Okay, well, what do I have to do?
But in the end, he didn't make enough. Slowly but surely, he lost everything. We were bankrupt.
Well, let's get some ice cream.
No, Dad, I don't care about ice cream right now. What are we gonna do?
It'll be all right, George. It'll work out, it always does. I'm gonna find another job. Look, George, this is the way it goes. Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. It doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
You're going to tell that to Mom?
Yeah. That's going to be a tricky one.
Dad.
What?
I'm going to be poor because I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
I decided right then and there I wasn't going to live like that. I needed to get as far away as possible. I moved to California in the summer of 1968 with the Tuna. We had $300 and a black TR-3. It sure was nothing like this back home. It was paradise. We got a small one-bedroom apartment right on the beach. Wasn't much, but it had its perks.
George.
You need some help?
California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, where's the beer?
People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas. They used words like right on, groovy, solid. Women were beautiful. And they all seemed to share the same occupation.
A
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
Yeah. On the airplane.
And everyone is getting stoned.
Figured out what?
You know how we were wondering what we were gonna do for money and all, being as we don't want to get jobs and whatnot?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oregano.
Tuna, this is crap.
Look, we're selling it. We're gonna make up 3-finger lids and we're gonna sell them on the beach. If we move all that, we got like $100. And if we don't, well, we can smoke it.
You're ripped off, pal.
It's not a bad idea, man. I got the baggies and everything.
Look, if you really want to score some dope, I got the guy.
The guy was Derek Farrell, a Manhattan Beach legend. He owned 3 restaurants, 2 nightclubs, and a chain of laundromats. But more importantly, he owned the first male hair salon in all of Southern California.
Barbie!
Mwah. Maria!
Mwah. Hey, Sandy.
Oh, so this is the new man, huh? It's cute.
George.
Tuna.
Hello, Tuna. Enchanté, George. Barbie, he is yummy. He looks just like a Ken doll. Ken and Barbie. Oh, my God. It is so perfect. Girls, give me about 5 minutes. I want to talk alone to the boys.
Okay.
Gentlemen. All right, everybody, shoo. Come on, chop, chop. Give us a few minutes. Chop, 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 chop. Go blonde, Ron. Very nice, Heather. Now, what can I do for you guys?
We'd like to buy some pot.
I know what you want. But first, are you cops?
No.
If you are, you have to tell me. If not, it's entrapment.
We're not cops. We're from Massachusetts. Does he look like a cop?
Actually, no. You know, it's a good thing you're friends of Arby's. Because if you weren't, I would never talk to you.
What the fuck is that?
It's your pot.
Wow. That's more than we had in mind.
I don't nickel and dime. You want it or not?
We'll take it.
The tuner and I became the kings of Manhattan Beach. If you bought grass, you bought it from us. The bills were paid, and I was making way more money than I could at a real job. I built a reputation for myself. People even started calling me Boston George. It was perfect.
This is it for me.
What is it?
Everything. You, California, the beach. This spot right here. I just finally feel like I belong somewhere, you know? I feel right.
You're happy.
Yeah, I am. You?
Good.
got dragged in.
Holy shit, Dooley. George.
Hey.
What the fuck are you doing out here?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I was walking down the beach. I was minding my business, right? Who do I see? This fucking guy. No, you guys were living out in California.
Yeah, what are you doing out here?
On vacation, man. I'm on my way back to school.
Oh. Well, this calls for a joint. You want to do the honors?
No, man. Too fucked up.
It's nice weed, huh?
Fuck yeah. Never seen anything like this. I'm fucking wasted.
Right on.
Man. Fucking stone. Fucking stone. Really stone. Fucking stone, man. I'm really...
Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish there was stuff like this back at home.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. You know how much money you can make with this stuff back east?
Yeah?
No shit, kid.
That's right.
Yeah?
And when there's stuff to move, it's too easy not to. Do you know how many colleges there are within a 60-mile radius? UMass, Amherst, BU.
Smith, Hampshire.
And Holyoke. Holyoke. There's 100,000 rich kids with their parents' money to spend. There's never anything around. Nothing good anyways. I'm spending $400 on shit.
Yeah?
The way I figure it, Barbara flies back east twice a week. 2 bags per flight. 25 pounds in each bag.
That's 100 pounds a week.
I know it's a lot of weight, but you can't get pot like this back home. I'm telling you, Derek, it'll sell.
I don't know.
Best pot. You can charge $500 a pound.
Come on, George. No one's gonna pay that.
It's already been negotiated. It's done. The money's there waiting.
Goodness.
Goodness is right. Listen. I want you to be my partner on this thing, Derek. 50-50. If you do the math, it's over 30 grand a week profit. That's $15,000 a week for you, my friend. In your pocket. Free and clear.
And I just deal with you?
Barbara and me. No one else.
It's gonna work, Derek.
I don't know. East Coast, airplanes. I'm paranoid. It seems really risky.
Eric, she's a stewardess. They don't check up bags.
To do. I can only carry 2 bags, and I can't fly back here every day.
I know, but I got a feeding frenzy on my hands. All right, you tell George it's a small potatoes. All right, we're missing out on some serious cash. You tell George, all right, he'll think of something.
I will.
Good. $28,000.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting a boner just looking at him. You believe it, George?
What's the matter, George? No. Something wrong?
Man, cheer up. I mean, half of this is ours. We're fucking rich.
It's not enough.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Setup is wrong. We're doing all the legwork, and at the end of the day, we're still paying retail. We're getting fucking middle.
So?
So we need to get to the source.
Source? What about Derek?
He's getting middle too. Derek's our partner. What's good for him is good for us.
So we need a source. Where do we start?
Either one of you guys speak Spanish?
Victoria! Get the fuck in here! One thing!
Viva la Mexico!
Salud.
Salud.
Salud. Cheers.
A como the marijuana. ¿Qué?
La smoke. Do you have some pot?
¿Dónde está pot? You know where we can get some pot?
No, I.
El weed.
Do you know where we can find some marijuana? We're looking for marijuana.
Mas grande. Take a little off the top. You know what I mean?
Smoke, man.
Marijuana?
Smoke. ¿A gusta?
So, you got anything?
I haven't asked yet.
What?
I didn't ask yet. Go ahead.
Hey, George.
Hola, hola.
¿Cómo estás, amigo? ¿De veras quieres mota?
I'll be back.
Okay. Mota.
Santiago,
¿qué pasa?
Aquí te traigo al amigo que te dije.
¿Es el americano?
Sí, aquí te lo traigo.
Hola.
Hola.
George, mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto conocerte. ¿Confías en él?
Seguro.
Ramón tells me you're looking for some moda.
Yeah, yeah.
Descúbrelo. For instance, something like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. I'll take it.
Él dice que quiere todo. You're funny. Really. How much will we be needing?
All of it. Yeah, I'll come back in a week with a plane.
Puta madre. Oye, americano. Maybe we're going too fast. You take a little and then come back.
Yeah, but I don't need a little, I need a lot.
¿Dónde encontraste este gringo?
Está loco. ¿Dónde están todos?
¿Estás seguro que no es policía?
Un momento. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Listen, señor. Tell you what, amigo. What about I come back and I bring you, say, $50,000? That'll alleviate some of your concerns.
Amigo, you bring me $50,000, and I have no more concerns.
Can't believe we're stealing a plane.
You're such a pussy.
We're not fucking stealing it, we're borrowing. Oops. Be cool, boys. Got a little company here. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Jonah, let's go. Jonah.
You sure you know what you're doing?
George, relax, all right? I've flown over my old man a million times, okay? It's not the taking off part you're gonna worry about, it's the landing.
Okay.
You're a man of your word.
Now listen, you know the 50,000 I promised you? I couldn't get it.
Gee.
So I brought you 75 instead.
Yeah. You can have it.
Cabrón.
Just met you.
Christmas, Derek.
Merry Christmas!
Oh. It's beautiful.
You're a genius, George. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This would make a fabulous Christmas card.
Get my camera, Stan.
Did you see the bedroom? I love it. It's so pretty. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Hi. Oh, my God. Oh.
What do you think?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you want it?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it.
Oh. Solo hace un mes yo con la conocí. Sé que sin pensar mi amor le di. Tal vez la he perdido al fin. Oh, dame más licor, tequila con.
It was a great time in our lives. The seven of us were like a family. We worked hard, we played hard, didn't have a care in the world. It was perfect.
Of that ring. I just love it. Look at it, Fred. Tell me you don't love that ring.
I'm just happy that George has found somebody he cares for.
Yes, of course. But I'm talking about the ring. It's something else, let me tell you.
George has exquisite taste.
What is it, 2 carats? It's going to be at least 2 carats.
I don't know.
Yes, it's definitely 2 carats. Treasure it, darling. George, you might want to get that insured.
Okay, ma'am.
Hard to imagine being able to afford a ring like that on a construction salary.
Oh, shut up, Fred. Shut your big fat mouth. You don't buy it all at once. It's called layaway.
Layaway schmayaway?
Yes, layaway. Something you wouldn't know anything about, you cheapskate.
It's cheapskate beats.
Yeah, you big old tightwad. He still has his communion money.
Don't listen to her.
George, tell your father.
Yep.
George, you tell your father about layaway.
Layaway.
Okay.
The boy's happy, Fred. Don't be such a killjoy.
I'm not a killjoy.
Oh, Jesus. Babe, put your head back.
My, Barbara.
Oh, my God.
Here, take my napkin.
Sure. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'll get you some ice. Irene, we need some ice over here.
Yeah, she's all right. You know what? You want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, come on. You haven't had your entree.
No, it's okay. It's better. It's better.
No, George. George,
I hope you're feeling better. It was
George,
lovely
no.
to meet you, dear. George, give your mother a call in the morning.
Okay, ma'am.
What a lovely girl. Is that all hundreds?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah?
Honey, would you be bummed out if I didn't go to Chicago with you?
No, not if you don't want to. Listen, I got to apologize about my parents. That was...
They weren't that bad. They were kind of cute.
I'm not sure about that. I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me that we're never going to be like that. I don't want to wind up like them.
We're going to wind up like us.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Give me a car. Hurry before they come out.
George Young, you stand accused of... possession of 660 pounds of marijuana with intent to distribute. How do you plead?
Your Honor, I'd like to say a few words to the court, if I may.
Well, you're going to have to stop slouching and stand up to address this court, sir.
All right. Well, in all honesty, I don't feel that what I've done is a crime. And I think it's illogical and irresponsible for you to sentence me to prison. Because when you think about it, what did I really do? I crossed an imaginary line with a bunch of plans. I mean, you say I'm an outlaw, you say I'm a thief, but where's the Christmas dinner for the people on relief? Huh? You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to gather flowers constantly, whether you're right or wrong, someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe, huh? No, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You follow?
Yeah. Gosh, you know, your concepts are really interesting, Mr. Young.
Thank you.
Unfortunately for you, the line you crossed was real, and the plants you brought with you were illegal, so your bail is $20,000.
That's the case, Your Honor.
Number 14173.
No.
Not a chance.
So, what's the verdict?
The lawyer says he can plead it down to 5 years. I'll serve 2.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
George, I can't wait that long.
What, are you kidding me? You're not gonna wait for me. What the fuck is that?
I don't have 2 years.
Losing Barbara to cancer changed everything. The old gang broke up. Tuna stayed in Mexico. God only knows what happened to him. Point is, we all lost touch. I had skipped bail in Chicago to take care of Barbara and was now a fugitive on the run. It'd been almost a year since I'd seen my parents. And believe it or not, I actually missed them.
Hi, Mom. Surprised to see me?
Take off your boots. You tan.
Mexico.
Yeah, I heard about it. I want you to know I'm deeply sorry about your girlfriend.
Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara. Nice girl.
Thank you. Did you begin the money I sent you?
What, you mean the drug money? Yeah, I got it. What are you doing?
It's okay, Mom.
George!
It's okay, Mom.
Georgie!
Hi, Pop.
George, I thought I heard something. How are you? How are you? Oh, son, come on in. How are you? You look good.
May the wind always be at your back and the sun upon your face.
And may the winds of destiny carry you aloft to dance with the stars. Cheers, Georgie.
Cheers, Pop.
You're right.
Just slow, you know.
You really loved her.
Yeah, Dad. I really did. Are you mad at me?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
I'm not mad, George. I just don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand your choices. You know, the goddamn cops are looking for you.
I know. I'm great at what I do, Dad. I mean, I'm really great at what I do.
Let me tell you something, George. You would have been great at anything. Anything.
No choice. Don't look at me like that.
Let's go.
What? What was I supposed to
Jesus
do?
Jesus Christ, I'm not...
But he's in our
Shut
house!
Up. Shut up!
What, was I supposed to be an accomplice? You don't think people know you're a drug dealer? Everyone knows you're a drug dealer. It's no secret. How do you think that reflects on me? Every time I go out, I'm humiliated. You go to jail. It's for your own good. You need to straighten your life out. What are you looking at, Mrs. Gracie? Your son's no prize.
Stop. Open up cell number 3. Prisoners in. Close cell number 3.
Hello. My name is Joe Delgado. How do you do? Okay.
Hey, George.
What?
If you don't mind me asking, what is the reason you're in this place?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, George. Mom and all that. If we are to be friends, we must trust each other.
I don't like a lot of conversation, Diego.
Me too, man. Too much blah, blah, blah. Mucha carita para nada, you know. But we are roommates. And we must trust each other. I'm arrested for stealing cars. For the Grand Theft Auto. Murder. Murder.
What do you got down there, Diego?
Nothing. Just a little project.
What kind of little project?
Never mind. Not for you to worry.
Come on. Like you said, we're supposed to be roommates, tell each other everything, all that kind of shit.
Uh-huh. You have your intrigues. I have mine.
Today is a happy day for me, George. In 9 months from today, I'll be in Medellin sipping champagne. In 9 months, I'm free. I'm happy for you. Yeah. How much time do you have?
Oh, let's see.
26 months. 26 months for murder.
I must meet your lawyer.
I gotta get out of here, Diego.
Face good, mano. Only two ways I know to leave here early.
One is to escape.
Okay, what's the other? All right, I guess we gotta open the books.
Man, fuck you.
We ain't opening shit.
That's right.
You're just the warden's little bitch. We're hip to you. Doing this shit to get some time cut off.
The fuck, why not? Listen, I want to get out of this shithole as quickly as fucking possible. But for me to walk early, some of you's got to graduate. You should forget it. You're hopeless. Go to sleep.
Fuck you.
See you in the shower.
Jive ass turkey.
Now, the rest of you guys might be able to get diplomas and get jobs when you get back on the outside.
Shit, I'm in this bitch for life.
Motherfucker, I'm a criminal. Ain't nobody giving me no fucking job.
Well, let's learn some criminal shit, too. Tell you what. I'll make you a deal. What about half the time I teach you about this George Washington character? The other half, I'll teach you how to smuggle drugs.
You don't know dick about smuggling no drugs.
Oh, no? I was arrested in Chicago with 660 pounds of grass. I think that qualifies me.
How the fuck you get 660 pounds of weed?
Flew it in from Mexico on a single-engine Cessna. So we got a deal or what?
Hey, George. George.
What?
Listen to what you say to the class today about this modeling. Now I believe you were a murderer. I knew you were a Mexico.
I'm tired, Diego. Go to bed.
You know, in my country, I'm a Mexico. A man with a dream. A man on the rise. To take nothing and make it something. Do you have a dream, George?
Well, I would if I could get some fucking sleep.
You have a dream. And maybe you will accomplish it. But yet you failed. Why?
Because I got caught.
No, manito. You failed because you had the wrong dream.
George.
What do you know about cocaine?
First of all, what type of planes do you have?
They're four-passenger single-engine Cessnas.
Four passengers. So that means how many kilos can we fit in this plane?
I don't know, probably 100.
Danbury wasn't a prison. It was a crime school. I went in with a bachelor of marijuana. Came out with a doctorate of cocaine. And after 16 months, I was once again a free man. Well, not altogether free. The conditions of my parole were that I had to live at my parents' house and find a job.
Hello?
Diego Delgado, please. Diego, George.
Boston George.
Today is the day. Are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Congratulations, my brother. I've been waiting for you.
How are we doing?
Fine, chevere. Everything is perfect down here. Everything is all set up.
Well, do we need a plane? How does this work? When do I see you?
Slow down, Georgie. You need to come down here. Everybody meets everybody. Ooh, ha-ha. We do one for good faith, and then we talk about airplanes. Okay?
Can't go anywhere, Diego.
Georgie! Nice and cold.
All right, Pop. One minute. I'm a fucking parole. I can't leave the state.
But, George, you'll be back before they know you're gone.
I just got released 5 minutes
George,
ago. I don't...
Are we gonna do this or not?
Tu cabeza y mi hombro.
My friend.
Hey,
how are you?
Fine.
Good to see you.
Okay. 15 kilos it is then, okay? We'll receive $100,000 upon delivery.
Not so okay. Fast. No. I would like to go over the details.
What details? I put the coke in false bottoms and I take it through customs. That's it.
Tell me about the suitcases. Will there be clothes in the suitcase?
What?
Clothes. In the suitcase.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, let's try it.
Why not?
Yeah, who's close? You're close?
Okay. Diego, what the fuck is going on here? The guy's talking about clothes. You pulled me all the way down here. You talk about fucking clothes.
I demand to know everything. I did not charge $600,000 worth of coke to someone I don't know.
That's 15 fucking kilos. I piss 15 kilos.
Yay, gentlemen, please. Hey, there's no need to be unpolite, okay?
Hey. César,
está bien. Tienes mi palabra.
Sí, está bien.
Mi palabra, okay?
No me importa.
George. Cesar is just being thorough, and that's all, okay?
Okay, very well. But just remember, Mr. Young, I will be with you the whole way, and I will be watching.
Carrying drugs across the border, the idea is to remain calm. The way I do it is to think of something pleasant. A fun party, moment of triumph, sexual encounter. I actually project myself to that place. A little transcendental meditation, if you will. The trick is to imagine every little detail. Anything to keep your mind off the fact that you're going to jail for a very long time if they find the 15 kilos of blow in your suitcases.
Passport, please. Nice flight?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thanks.
On vacation?
Yes.
On vacation for only one day?
Well, yeah, my brother's wedding. It was a nice ceremony and everything. It was good.
Open your bag, please.
Sure.
Whose clothes are these?
Mine.
And these?
Old habits, you know. Hard to break.
Close it up.
The trial period was over. It was time to start moving some serious weight. Commercial flights weren't going to cut it anymore. 300. What we needed was a pilot.
I'll fly down on a Friday, refuel in the Bahamas, and then on to Medellin.
Pero por qué él viene? Por qué tiene que hacer caso a
sí,
este?
Mira, viene,
pero,
mire,
no, ¿sabe qué? ¿Por qué?
Porque no, si bien que le conviene, caso... después va a querer su
pero me, no me quiero.
¡Cierre el pico, la mando a la
pizarra!
Please continue.
We make the pickup. Refuel once more in the Bahamas, and then fly back on Sunday with the mom and pop traffic.
Why are you speaking?
What?
You. Your responsibility is over. You do not fly, you're not a pilot, you're not a distributor. You simply introduce us to Mr. Stevens and the use of his plane, that is all. You make a percentage, and a generous one, and you're lucky to get that.
I see. How much?
Padrino will pay 10,000 per kilo for everyone, you, you, and you. 3 million. That is all. There is no negotiation.
I want two.
Jack, come on. A million each had such a nice ring to it.
No way. I'm doing all the work. I'm taking all the risk. And it's my plane. You guys don't have to do shit. You just sit back and collect your money.
You good with this?
Yeah.
No, lo entiendo por qué. Pero cómo vas a hacer caso a estos dos americanos que no valen nada, hijo de puta. ¡Que no, hijo de puta! No!
Diga,
no! Por qué?
Pasa la pieza!
No!
Pasa la pieza ya! Pasa!
A la
pieza!
No! No!
Do you have pictures of your kids?
What?
I'll need to see them. I'll also need the names and the names of their schools. We are trusting with millions of dollars worth of coke, Mr. Stevens. Without your children, there is no deal.
Fine.
Mr. Stevens. Don't forget the pictures.
George!
Huh?
George, come here! I need to talk to you! George! George!
Yeah, yeah.
George, come here, come here, come here. What's the matter, George?
Nothing.
What's the matter?
I mean, aside from the fact that we're moving 300 fucking kilos and we're making dog shit, nothing really.
$1 million for our first run isn't a bad, George.
It's fucking chump change. We may as well be fucking hauling suitcases across the border. We're getting screwed here.
You know, George, this is a very small part of the business. Very small. Which reminds me, I need a favor from you.
The favor was to pick up 50 kilos of cocaine. 50. That's 110 pounds. Not exactly a small favor. It's not like bumming a cigarette, for example. But what the hell? I didn't have anything better to do that day. Not like I was on parole or anything.
How you doing? I'm George, friend of Diego's.
Where's Diego?
I don't know. He sent me. I'm George.
Oh, George. Well, that explains everything. Open your mouth, George.
Get fucked.
Open your fucking mouth. Now, you listen to me. You hear me? Huh?
Yeah?
I've been holding 50 keys for Diego for 3 weeks. You tell him I don't appreciate it. You tell him I want my money by Friday. Can you do that?
I don't know.
I think so.
May I speak to George, please?
George, you have a phone call.
Okay, well. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, George?
Diego.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you?
Bad news, George. I'm in Colombia.
Boy, I sure would like to see you. And so would some of your old friends.
You know, George, it's a little bit hard to get away right now. I'm afraid you're on your own. I'm in jail.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What I'm doing here is measuring the purity. Pure coke, it melts away at about 185-190 degrees. Cutting agents, they melt away at about 100. And quality product, well, that starts melting at around 140. 130, good. 140, yes. 150. Fuck me, running. 160. Jesus Christ, 170, 180, 100. 187. Where did you get this stuff?
Colombia.
Oh, well, do you mind if I do a line?
Yeah, go ahead. Fuck it, let's all do one. What'd I tell you, Derek?
It's great. What am I supposed to do with all this?
Sell it.
Jesus Christ, George. I don't see you in 2 years and you show up at my fucking door with 110 pounds of blow.
Just fucking sell it, Derek.
All right. But it's gonna take me a year.
I can't feel my face. I mean, I can touch it, but I can't feel it inside.
Thirty-six hours.
I don't believe we got rid of it in 36 hours.
I think it's fair to say you underestimated the market, Derek.
Right on. It's going to take us longer to count it than it did to sell it.
Mr. George.
Hola, amigos. Here you go. 1.35 million. Any place in particular you'd like to count?
On the plane.
What fucking plane?
Está limpio, pero es bueno decirlo.
Carro.
¿Ah?
Carro. Está limpio.
Thanks. Hey, what the fuck is going on here?
Good to see you.
Why are you in jail?
Pablo used his influence. Now, George, watch what you say, okay? Everybody hears everything. A lot of things get said and then that. Well, let's just say this is in America.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. Life is cheap here, no offense, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, I'll just keep my fucking mouth shut.
Now, who's this person in California, the connection?
It's a friend.
Who?
I need to know. It's a friend, a fucking friend, okay? I'm telling you.
Who?
A friend, I ain't telling you.
Okay, okay, we'll talk about it later. Look, that's Pablo.
Oh.
El Padrino with Señor Pablo Escobar. And for those of you living on the moon for the last 20 years, he was it, the boss of it all, El Mágico.
We will see you now.
Okay, let's go.
Not you.
Go. ¿Aquí hay un error?
No hay ningún error. El señor Escobar quiere ver solamente al señor Young. Tú puedes esperar aquí.
What?
Now, you go.
No.
Yeah, you go.
No, fuck.
Yeah.
No,
it's
wait.
It's gonna be fine. You go.
Momento,
you go,
momento, señor, momento. What the fuck? I'm not going over there.
Right? Yeah.
No, you gotta do a talk.
He says, señor Escobar only wants to see you, not me. You go.
He's going, please.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Take it easy, it's
gonna be fine. All right, fuck it.
So, you are the man, huh? Who takes 50 kilos and make them disappear in one day.
Actually, it was 3 days.
El Mágico. Greetings, Mr. George. Welcome to Colombia.
Muchas gracias.
Oh, this man. He was full of college.
Informant?
Sí, honorata. He could have run, fled the country, gone to the policía, but then... And then his wife, his children, his parents, his friends. Many people will die. Negocios son negocios.
Sí, sí, sí. Yo comprendo. Yo comprendo. Well, let me take this opportunity to thank you very much for inviting me to your beautiful country.
Beautiful, yes. But poor. Coffee, bananas, these are our main export, along with mota. We're being overrun by the fucking comunistas. But that is another story. Our business here today is cocaine, yes?
Si, yes it is.
I need to find an Americano who I can trust. One with honor, intelligence.
Need an Americano with balls, Señor Escobar.
Yes, and balls, Mr. George.
Well, look it. I can do several things for you. I can transport the cocaine from your ranch here in Colombia to the United States. Starting with California, I got pilots, I got planes standing by.
Good, good. But I need more details. What is the cost?
Right off the top of my head, I have to talk to Diego and everything, but let's just say roughly 10,000 per kilo.
Mm-hmm. How much can you transport?
Again, this is a language that I would have to discuss with my partner, but 300 kilos, so that's $3 million.
This I understand. But please, to remove. Yeah. These complications with Diego. The stolen cars, getting him released from the castle, this causes me much inconvenience. The 50 kilos could have been a big problem. Huh? I don't like problems.
Yo comprendo. Yo comprendo. With all due respect, El Padroni, Diego is my partner. So I won't negotiate without him. I won't do business without him. I just won't.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Estoy contento. Bueno, let us speak no more of this business. Let's go for a drive. We have many other things to talk about, yes?
Pues mío. ¿Se roba llave? Chiudo mi guita.
Padrino.
Chiudo mi guita, pues. I've made a decision. We're going into business together. I want to start right away.
Cocaine exploded upon the American culture like an atomic bomb. It started in Hollywood and moved east in no time. Everyone was doing it. I mean, everyone.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
We invented the marketplace. In fact, if you snorted cocaine in the late 1970s or early 80s, there was an 85% chance it came from us.
All right, 3 million, I counted it twice.
2.5, I'm sure.
I'm calling it 3.
Then we are 500,000 off, huh?
Well, fuck it, I'm not counting it again.
Weigh it.
Huh?
If it's 60 pounds, it's 3 million. 50 is 2.5.
Well, I don't give a shit, it's close enough. Where do I put it?
Try the back bedroom.
No room.
Try the closet.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
The Colombians recommended Noriega's bank in Panama City. It was either that or launder it in the States for a 60% surcharge. What? Keep only 40% of my money? No thanks.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Even Pablo kept his money there.
I love it.
Who was gonna fuck with us?
I'm sorry?
I give you $30 million, and you give me this little book.
Augusto would like to see you immediately.
Huh?
Augusto would like to see you.
Okay.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
George, please join us. Have a drink.
How you doing? All right, fellas.
Remember, Mr. George.
Mr. George, mucho gusto.
Congratulations on your conquest of the West Coast.
Thank you.
Very much.
How much bigger can we get?
The sky's the limit. It's accepted by actors and musicians. Everybody else will follow.
Actors and musicians. Very good.
Diego.
We were just discussing George's West Coast operation.
Hey, yeah, George's mystery man.
Yes, what is this mystery man? When we meet him?
Well, you can't meet him. George keeps him a secret.
Huh? He's here meeting everybody. He goes to Colombia, meets Pablo. But still, he keeps his secret, even from his brother. Huh?
George, we're all in this together.
Yes, George, there's plenty for everybody.
You know, I think that El Padron is happy with the current situation, you know? Don't you? I'll be back. Excuse me.
You go.
Breaking up a Colombian marriage was a serious thing. A lot of people were pissed off. Didn't matter. I was Escobar's guy. I was untouchable. Mirtha became my running partner, beautiful, passionate, and as crazy as I was. She could party like a man and love like a woman. There was only one problem. I would always be a gringo to the cartel. Mirtha could change all that with two choice words.
I do.
So do I. We had the world by the short and curlies. We were young, rich, and in love. Nothing could stop us. It was perfect.
Holy Mother of God.
Hey. Put that shit away. You're pregnant, for Christ's sakes.
Aye, don't be such a fucking hypocrite. I quit smoking, didn't I?
Just put it away. My fucking parents are here.
Oh, my.
It's beautiful, listen.
Oh, God, it's enormous.
Like
it. Look. Look at this credenza.
Ah, no, es divino, es espectacular.
Oh, yes, what, it's Spanish? If you don't mind me asking, how much is one of these? It's got to cost a fortune.
It's a family heirloom, Ma.
I've seen these in magazines. They don't come cheap.
Martha comes from a very wealthy family.
Oh.
Papi, do you like it?
Very nice.
Nice,
very nice, yeah.
Come on, I'll show you the rest of the house.
Oh, great. George mentioned a jacuzzi. I've always wanted a jacuzzi. Oh, and one of those bidets.
Cocktail. Yeah. You know, business has been pretty good. I got this little import-export thing going down in Miami. That's been very profitable for me. I got my investments.
Don't bullshit me, George. I don't want to waste the time. I don't see you that much. You come from my body, remember? You're my baby boy. Same kid who would jump off a mountain if someone told him he couldn't do it. You haven't changed that much, have you? Wow. I know what you're up to. Not everything, but I get the picture. And I don't care. I don't like it. It's not what I would have chosen for you. But it's your life. Got nothing to do with me. I couldn't stop if I wanted to, could I?
Probably not.
No. It's good. Got a family. It's good if it makes you happy. It's nice to have nice things, George. You happy?
Yeah. Yeah, at the moment I am happy, Dad.
Three years? How long have you been in business? 3 years? Does she get a meteor connection? Was she good enough? Huh? Huh?
Shut up, Diego. Gonna fucking be here any minute. I'm trying to concentrate.
Carajo. Okay? I'm very angry with you, George. Very angry. You don't take me to California, but you take your bitch wife. A woman. It was you and me who started this. Hey, you and me. What do you need my connection for? What are you gonna do with it? Nothing. It's for the principle. It's for peace of mind. Jesus fucking Christ. I ain't telling you. It's just business. Now shut up. You're driving me fucking crazy. I'm driving you fucking crazy? You're driving me fucking crazy. We had a dream. What happened to our dream?
Go inside.
Shit.
Go on.
I give you everything. I give you everybody. And what do you give me, George?
What do you give me?
Un problema.
No, no, amigo. No problema. El dinero es da todo aquí, right? Lleves las llaves y más tarde lo contaremos, okay? No problem. We'll count
the problema?
No, no.
Nosotros esperamos. You embarrass me, George. You make me look very bad.
¿Qué está diciendo?
Nothing. Todo está bien.
No, everything's not all right. I bring you in and you slap my fucking face.
This is not the fucking time, Diego.
¿Hay algún problema?
Oye, háblame. ¡Háblame, hombre!
¿Qué diablo está diciendo?
No, listen. Todo está bien, okay? You take the keys, you take them and go.
Coño, ¿qué está pasando aquí?
¡Siéntese y no se meta la cara!
Estoy bien, okay? Everything's all right, there's no problem. Okay? Never happened. Nobody has to know anything about this. Diego, I want you to very calmly tell these nice gentlemen where the fucking cocaine is, all right? Do it now.
Es un Ford Blanco junto a una camioneta, okay?
Nice doing business with you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Vamos.
Derek, for real!
What?
Derek for real, Derek fucking for real, all right? Answered all your fucking dreams. Happy now?
Derek? Derek for real, Diego Delgado.
Happy to see you, to look at you. You're beautiful. You're about to burst.
I am. ¿Dónde está la hija puta de mi hermana?
Abajo. Tomando. Tell her not to drink too much, please. I'm so glad to see you.
Me too.
We'll have to talk about
it. Where's Diego?
He's not here.
Where is he? And who the fuck is this Norman K guy? Everybody's talking about Norman K. Norman K this, Norman K that. You know him?
He's not a person. Norman's K is an island. In the Bahamas. From what they say, it's very peaceful, and that's where Diego has his new home. As I understand it, he's bought 160 acres. A hotel, a marina, and an airstrip. He's doing multiple runs right now, using the island as a jump-off point.
What?
Yes. And Jack Stevens is already a very busy man, along with many others.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Derek. George. Hey, am I wearing lipstick? I said, am I wearing lipstick? Because when I'm getting fucked, I want to make sure my face looks
hey,
right.
Hey, look, I don't want to be in the middle of this, all right? That's between you and Diego.
I bring you in with it. Hang on. Happy New Year, honey. I bring you in. This is how you pay me back.
Hey, huh? Look, George. It's nothing personal. I love you. This is business.
I gotta go, George. Derek. Derek.
What's up?
No. Happy New Year.
Welcome, my friend. It's been a long time.
Don't touch me.
Hey, happy to see you, George, my brother.
No more brothers, Diego. Why do you say that?
Huh? You heard me, George. Of course we're brothers.
You fucked me.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. You went behind my back to cut me out. You fucked me.
Me?
No.
Never, George. Never.
Talk to Derek.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I did betray you a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, I stole your California connection. For what? Hmm?
Who introduced you to Pablo Escobar?
Huh?
Me.
Me.
Who introduced you to your fucking Colombian wife?
Hmm?
Me. Who protect you? When my friend Cesar Rosa wanted to slice your fucking throat.
Huh? Huh? Me.
Who made you make millions and millions of dollars? Me. And what do I get in return? This. Accusations. I have always given you everything, George. Always. But. That is over now. Yeah. You know, this is my operation, my dream. So go home. Go back home. Go home. Go back to your stupid little life. Go back and sell half grams to your fucking relatives for all I care. Because you're out.
Déjalo.
Because you're out. And don't be so emotional, George. We are brothers. We are brothers. Llévense a este come mierda.
Next time it's fucking loaded.
Bye.
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 Say hello to your pretty wife for me.
Sure.
Hi.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right, honey.
Look at you.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. It's over. I quit the business. I'm out.
It's all over. And I'm not going back. It's just you and me and the baby. And there's nothing else. It's just us. You know? Fuck it. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I did. I quit the business. Got out completely. I mean, what the fuck? Why not? I'd made $60 million, and I was out clean. Well, maybe I jumped the gun on clean.
Georgie, let's go! The baby's coming!
Right. I'm coming! Fucking coming, jeez! Right. What the fuck?
George!
Whiskey bottle.
George!
A brand new car. Oak tree, you're in my way.
I'll be right down.
There's too much coke and too much smoke.
Watching my baby girl being born did something to me. They talk about religious experiences. I didn't believe in religion. Hell, I didn't even particularly like kids. But when Christina Sunshine Young came into this world, something in me changed. I knew what I was put on the planet for. It was the greatest feeling I ever had, followed very abruptly by the worst feeling I ever had. The official toxicity limit for humans is between 1 and 1.5 grams of cocaine, depending on body weight. I was averaging 5 grams a day, maybe more. I snorted 10 grams in 10 minutes once. I guess I had high tolerance.
George, look, I'm not here to give you lectures. I have no moral interest in what you do or don't do. But take it easy, George. Stay with us a while. You have a daughter now.
My daughter. I came home and cleaned up my act. I didn't do anything. No drink, no nothing. Sober as a judge. My life was all about Christina, being with her, taking care of her. I wanted to be a father, a good father, just like my old man was to me.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station. I don't care where it goes. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see?
After 5 years of laying low, still sober, Mirtha needed to have some fun.
Yes, excuse me for a minute.
So on my 38th birthday, she threw a little party and invited some old friends.
Happy birthday, George. Mirtha invited me.
Yeah, she told me.
Look, I'm sorry about everything.
You were right. I did fuck you. And Diego fucked me. Cut me out, too.
Well, yeah, I heard about it.
I lost sight of everything, George. Forgot who my friends were.
Well, fuck it. It's in the past. Just forget about it. I'm out of the business, so we'll just move on.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Derek.
You too.
Let's get a drink.
Who's cutting your hair? Jesus, is that Martha?
Yeah.
Christ almighty, George. What does she weigh, 80 pounds?
Yeah, give or take. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you.
Waiters.
So it's George, isn't it?
I'm the only guy on the planet that gets busted by fucking waiters. Why the feds decided to bust me on that particular night, I'll never know. Maybe it was the Porsches and the Maseratis in the driveway, my Colombian guest list, or the cocaine buffet. Whatever it was, they were just waiting for me to slip up. And I did. What's this?
This is your statement. How it was all yours. The pound of cocaine was for personal use. None of the other guests had any idea it was there.
You're right.
I want my kid out of protective custody.
No, no fucking around.
My wife and my daughter are on a plane tonight. I signed this shit when I know that they're safe and sound.
No fucking way.
Well, fuck you. I signed nothing then. Do it. Oh, you know what? One more thing.
Yeah, what?
Give me a six pack.
Yeah, right.
There was no way in the world I was going back to prison. So I signed the deal, took the rap, and posted bail. Once again, I would become a fugitive on the run.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, George. Come on, your son is here.
Tell him I don't want to see him. Tell him he's not welcome here.
Mom.
Don't you dare step foot in this house. You're not my son, you hear me? I don't have a son anymore.
She's angry, George. It's been all over the news.
Yeah. I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be going away for a little while.
You're not going to go to trial?
No.
Okay. So this is it?
I hope not, Bob.
Me too.
Okay. I gotta go, Bob. I'll see ya.
You take care of yourself, George.
You too.
Thank you.
Senor Young, yeah. I wish to present Senor Rodriguez. He's the president of our bank.
Hi.
Dante Gusto. I am afraid that there is a problem, Mr. Young. The banks have gone through a change, nationalization. I am afraid that your funds have been appropriated by the Panamanian government. Please forgive me. Someone should have called you from the bank earlier. My apologies, please.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do for money?
Martha, please. I will talk to Augusto tonight. I'll start working for him, okay?
Just tell me! Just answer the fucking question! What do we spend? What? How will we leave?
Not in front of the kid.
Don't give me that shit. Just better do something.
Everything's gonna be okay, sweetheart. Don't be upset.
What's happening to us?
I don't know.
Are we gonna get split up?
No, Jesus God, don't even say that. Listen to me, I love your mother. But she's upset right now. And you're my heart, kid. Now, could I live without my heart?
I hope not.
Take it easy. There's a fucking cop back there, all right? Right behind us.
Just fucking drive.
What is your fucking problem?
We're broke. That's my fucking problem. And you are a fucking spy.
What?
That's right. Or with spying, or with judging.
Right.
Everyone's laughing at you in your face, you fucking pussy.
Thanks.
You let Diego fuck in the ass.
Right.
Maybe because you like it. Maybe because you're a fucking faggot.
Right.
That's what I think you are. I think you're really fucking him. Because you're not fucking me. You gotta be fucking somebody else. Why is that?
Take it easy.
Why don't you fuck me anymore?
Take it easy. Mirtha, take it easy.
Why? Why don't you fuck me anymore?
Mirtha!
Why don't you... I'm divorcing you, George. I'm getting custody of Christina. And when you get out next week, you're gonna pay support. And that's the end of it. Okay? There is someone else. I don't think you care, but I wanted to tell you. Say something.
What do you want me to say? I'm in prison. You should know you put me in here.
I knew you'd say something like that. Always thinking about yourself. Say hello
to your father. My God.
Say hello to your father.
Go.
No.
Now,
say hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
I thought you couldn't live without your heart.
Every single day in the joint, I thought of one thing only, my baby girl. I needed to get my heart back.
Hi, honey.
What are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I was out and I wanted to see you. How you doing?
George, you just can't show up like this.
Why don't you try calling me Dad?
I don't want to, all right? Now leave me alone.
Wait, honey, listen. Christina. I'm sorry. I want to make everything okay. You know?
What do you want from me, huh?
I want to be your dad again. I just want to walk with you, if you don't mind.
I want to make everything okay. Please, Christine.
If you could go anywhere in the world, anywhere, where would you want to go?
I was making headway. Christina and I walked to and from school every day. Things were starting to look up.
Maybe California?
California? Oh, you can go anywhere in the world. You can go to India, Tibet, Israel, France, whatever. You still choose California?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, Mom.
All right. Well, look, go on inside.
Bye, Dad. See you in the morning.
Okay, I'll be here.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
I'm gonna go inside and do my homework.
Okay, honey, I'll be there in a minute.
What do you want?
Truce. I don't want to fight with you anymore, Marza. I just want to get along with you, you know? Be civil. You know I've been seeing Christina, right?
Yeah, she told me. To walk her to school.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been thinking, I love her. You know that. But I was thinking I'd kind of like to have her. I've been away for such a long time, you know, I just want to be with her.
I haven't seen $1 from you. You haven't paid me 1 cent. Child support? Alimony? You start helping us. We'll see what will happen.
All right. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Take care.
You too. George! Are you okay?
Yeah. Hello? Derek. Hey, George. Look it. I need to do something. I want to put together a crew, huh? Know anybody?
It's a four-man operation. Two on the ground, two in the air.
Who's the co-pilot?
You're looking at him. We'll provide the plane, transportation costs, U.S. landing spot, and we'll take it wherever you want it to go.
You provide a pickup point in South America and you're responsible for payment. You also assume all the bust risk. After that, we take 65% of all transportation fees, 10% of the gross, plus our expenses. Yeah, this is not a negotiation, so if it's okay with you, we can talk further. Not? Forget we had this conversation.
No. Everything sounds good. I'm gonna need to meet everybody involved, though.
Right there at the table. Come on.
Gentlemen, this is George.
George?
What'd he say?
Ben? Georgie!
Oh, my God, Dooley.
Oh, my God.
Dooley.
Jesus.
Oh, man, George.
You look great.
Yeah, so
hey, man, this is my friend. I've known this guy for 30 years.
Ben.
Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, dude, Gigi. George. Have my seat.
Nice to see you.
Where'd you get married?
It's got friends.
Hey, honey, you know what?
What?
I was thinking about getting out of town this week.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe California?
Liar.
Yeah. Go out to check it out, see what it's like. I got a few things I have to take care of first, but I was thinking maybe Thursday, huh? Thursday after school?
No, I can't. Mom will never let me go.
You let me take care of your mother. You just pack your bags, okay?
But I've got school.
I know, but a good friend of mine told me that they got schools in California, too.
You swear?
Yeah. 3 o'clock Thursday at your mother's. You and me, huh? It's a date.
I don't believe you.
I swear on my life, Scouts Honor.
I swear on my life.
I swear on your life. This is grade A 100%. Pure Colombian cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. Disco shit. Pure as the driven snow.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good fucking riddance. Dooley,
yeah.
You saved my fucking life.
I did.
No shit, you'll never know. Really. All you guys. Really. And being as hell I'm feeling so fucking generous tonight, you just got a raise.
A raise?
Yeah. Instead of 10%, you're gonna get 15.
Jesus, George, 15%? It's an extra 200 grand.
That's right. Fuck it. Do whatever you want with it. Have a nice life. I'm out. Finito. Last fucking party. I'm gonna go out to California, start a new life with my kid. Here's to it. Cheers.
Good to see you, Georgie.
Cheers.
See you, George.
Cheers. All right, fellas. Dooley.
Yeah.
How about another round? I'm gonna hit the head.
Hey.
Oh. I feel like a fucking kid today.
What?
I feel bad.
Me too.
I like him too, but what's done is done. So let's not get all sentimental about it, all right?
Hey, Dooley, you know what I was thinking? I was remembering that time we flew into Mexico. You remember that fucking landing strip? Right?
Yeah.
Fucking nuts. You're much better now. What's going on? What the fuck? What's with the long faces? Huh? Where's my fucking knife? Let's do it. I was busted. Set up by the FBI and the DEA. That didn't bother me. Set up by Kevin Dooley and Derek Farrell to save their own asses. That didn't bother me. Sentenced to 60 years at Otisville. That didn't bother me. I'd broken a promise. Everything I love in my life goes away.
Georgie.
Hey, Arch.
What's going on?
Well.
You all right?
I'm good. Fuck. What you got?
Bad news. Tried to get you furloughed, but your mom squashed it. Said, would only upset him. So, doesn't look good.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's out of the hospital, he's home, but, I don't think there's anything I can do for him. I think it's just a matter of time. Got your tape recorder. But, you know, you might want to hear your voice. You want to say something to him.
All right.
I'll give you a five.
Dad. You know, I remember a lifetime ago. I was about 3.5 feet tall, weighing a little of 60 pounds, but every inch a son. Those Saturday mornings going to work with my dad, we'd climb into that big green truck. I thought that truck was the biggest truck in the universe, Pop. I remember how important the job we did was. If it weren't for us, people would freeze to death. I thought you were the strongest man in the world. Remember those home movies when Mom would dress up like Loretta Young? The ice creams, the football games, when you know the tuna. The day I left for California only to come home with the FBI chasing me. That FBI agent Trout. He had to get on his knees to put my boots on, you said.
That's where you belong, you son of a bitch. But not Georgie's boots.
That was a good one, Dad. That was really something. You remember that? And that time you told me the money wasn't real? Well, old man, I'm 42 years old, and I finally realize what you're trying to tell me. So many years ago, I finally understand. You're the best, Dad. I just wish I could have done more for you. Wish we had more time. Anyway. May the wind always be at your back, and the sun always upon your face. And the winds of destiny to carry you aloft to dance with the stars. I love you, Dad. Love, George.
George. George, come on. You have a visitor.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, Daddy.
God, you're so big. Daddy's a fuck up.
No.
Thing in my life. You're the only thing ever meant anything to me. I love you. Come on, let's go. So tell me about your life.
What do you want to know?
Everything. I mean, what do you do? You go to school? You...
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like the old man.
Yeah.
George! Let's go. It's getting dark. Come on, it's getting late. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
I got a visitor.
Not today, George. Time to go back.
Yeah, but I want to put her on the list for tomorrow. It's my daughter.
Okay, George.
She's gonna visit me. My daughter's gonna visit me tomorrow.
So in the end,
tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It's lockdown time.
Jesus Christ. How irreparably changed my life has become. It's always the last day of summer, and I've been left out in the cold with no door to get back in. I'll grant you I've had more than my share of poignant moments. Life passes most people by while they're making grand plans for it. Throughout my lifetime, I've left pieces of my heart here and there, and now there's almost not enough to stay alive. But I force a smile, knowing that my ambition far exceeded my talent. There are no more white horses or pretty ladies at my door.
And you pull the struggle with the knife. It's time you're over while you're fading. Give and you take it, taking what you got. Round and round till it breaks, and you push and you pull, and struggle with the knot. It's time you're over while you're fading to your life. Mr. Nothing's late. It's running out of time. Questions where the chance of fate will ever show a sign. Looks to the sky above for a glimpse of what it means. And I will never, never says to him, oh no, pushing and pulling, struggling with the night.